One thing I know we've talked about before is how you also work with a lot of people on their behavioral changes, and how, you know, having the best information in the world is great, but if people don't act on it, that's a huge roadblock. So you want to just walk a little bit through kind of how you coach people through that behavioral change?
Absolutely. So when I meet with people, obviously people have 1,000 different ideas of what they can do to improve their well-being, and there's no wrong answer. You know, all these thousands of ideas, those are good ideas. But if you try to take on all of those ideas at once, you're setting yourself up for failure. So after we do the initial assessment and we both identify opportunities, there might be a list of like 12 opportunities, but we're not going to focus on that. You know, we're going to really hone in on maybe one or two really specific things that they can really master so that they're setting themselves up for success. Like it's like anything. Say you wanted to learn a sport. You're not going to go out and try out for the captain's team where you need to have like 20 different skills to make it and just wing it, because then you're not going to ever want to play again, because you're going to feel like you're awful at it. It's the same thing with trying to develop more of a healthy lifestyle. If you're not typically exercising and you're not typically, you know, cooking your own meals, and you're not, you know, doing mindful practices and you're really stressed out, it doesn't make sense to do all, like, work on all of those things. You might want to pick on, okay, well, let's start with nutrition. And it might be really small with nutrition. You're not going to meal prep all your meals and your snacks, you know, and cut out soda and cut out fast food. You know, you really want to focus on like one thing and start small. So, for example, a lot of times what's easy for people to start is something that they probably won't miss, or something they're just not mindful about in the first place, like the candy dish in the middle of the office. I've had clients who obviously they're like, I really graze a lot, and they know that. So that's something that they've identified and they've recognized. And I don't try to tell people what to do. I tell them, I provide education and maybe a direction. Like I always say, you're in the driver's seat and I'm in the passenger seat, just helping you navigate. So something that they might come up with as a goal, and I try to make it a SMART goal. So specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive. So basically a goal that about the like a candy dish would be, for example, I am only going to allow myself one small kid-sized candy bar, like those itty-bitty Snickers that are like an inch in diameter and width or everything. So at the very end of the day, you get that one little treat, then you're out the door, so you're not like triggered to have more. So instead of allowing yourself to just eat it whenever you see it, you're probably cutting it down from like 10 a day to one a day, which it might sound like, well, that's not good for you to even have one a day, but the idea is to set yourself up for success so it's realistic, so that over time maybe you don't even want that at the end of the day because you haven't been thinking about it. So that's the idea, is to really set yourself up for success with small specific goals and then master it. So maybe that's the one goal for 7 days, you're going to work on that. And then when you feel confident, you can bring in more goals and then they'll stick. And that's, you know, building sustainability so that over the course of, think about in 5 years, how far you'll come if you just take it a little bit day by day, as, you know, my whole mantra is. So that's kind of how I kind of approach goal setting and helping people. And I find that it's very successful versus just designing this packet of meal plans and recommendations and then give it to it and say, here you go. Because everybody kind of knows what to do, but it's like getting there. It's not easy. It's absolutely not easy.